Oftentimes I get this question, other than making a lot of money, is there anything I can do quickly that will completely change my life? My answer, go climb a mountain. Why? Because the only way to success, happiness and joy is to engage in an activity that is much larger than our lives. My name is Srini Saripalli. If you want to push your limits, explore yourself and accomplish an incredible goal in 2019, then join me in an expedition to the base camp of Mount Everest. For details on how this expedition to Everest Base Camp will transform your life, visit summittosuccess.com. That is summit2success.com.
The Summit to Success Expedition to Mount Everest Base Camp is brought to you by Sanjeev Gupta, CPA.
Srini Saripalli is one of the foremost human change makers and peak performance experts in the world today. Widely considered as a change master, Srini uses a compelling combination of hypnosis and neuroconditioning to make powerful and life-lasting changes in people almost instantly. He's a sought-after speaker, teacher, and a mentor to many on the subjects of business and personal success. Srini offers many training programs to individuals and corporations alike. Regarded by many of the world's foremost speakers and trainers as a true transformational expert, Srini's radio and TV shows reach about 5 million people in the USA and beyond. Srini has addressed over 1 million people through his seminars, workshops, and presentations. He's been featured on ZTV USA and many other international media publications. Over 400,000 people listen to Srini's Success Talk on a daily basis across various radio and TV channels worldwide. Set the altitude of your expectations high, and here is Srini Saripalli.
Good morning, dear friends and listeners. Thank you for tuning in to Bali 92.3 FM. My name is Srini Saripalli, and I'm here live at the Bali 92.3 FM studios on Success with Srini. So we're going to have an incredible conversation today. I'm here every Saturday between 9 and 9:30 a.m. having a heart-to-heart, soul-to-soul conversation with you about you. My idea is that at the end of this conversation, you will have a conversation going on within your mind about your life, about your relationships, about your finances, about your career, about your business, about your relationships, all of that. Idea is to become effective. Idea is to produce. Idea is to improve that which we already have. Idea is to set goals, have aspirations, take our passions, align that with a purpose, and leave the place better than we found in the first place. That's my goal. That's the intent with which I come in. It's raining there, and I want you to be safe as you are listening in to this show, to this conversation. If you can, you are welcome to call in into the studio. If you have a question right now going on, you have a situation going on, something is bothering you, something is challenging you at a different level altogether, and you want an idea, you want an insight, you want a segue, you want to share, by all means, you are welcome. I have been getting a lot of questions from people saying, Srini, are you open for consultations? And my answer is, here's the deal. If you can just listen to this conversation, you just stay focused and you participate in this conversation. You don't need to call in to participate, by the way. You can participate with yourself. Maybe you're deliberately tuning in right now, or maybe you were just flipping the channels and you landed here. Either way, if you stay intentional and you participate in this conversation by just listening and just framing and reframing the thoughts that you get as a result of this conversation, I think you just don't need anything beyond that. That's my take. That's how I believe. People, in the past, when I was doing some serious consultations, about 3 to 4 times in the conversation, they would say, "You said that on the radio before. You said that on the radio before." And this is exactly what this is. I said that on the radio. I'm saying that on the radio right now. And I'll say that to you when I see you in person. I'm going to say that to you through an email. I'm going to say that to you through a phone call, if there is one. It's consistent. So whatever you get here is exactly what you're getting there. There's no difference. There's no difference. Okay. There is one quick announcement I want to make before we jump in and get going with this. And that is, the Success 2019 is now happening on March 23rd. I needed some more time to prepare, honestly. So we were supposed to happen on March 9th. We moved it to March 23rd. I'm sorry, March 23rd. That's a Saturday, okay? 23rd of March, Saturday. That's when Success 2019 is happening. I get 2 more weeks to prepare. There were some conflicts around scheduling the speakers, location. In fact, I got a better place now to do it. So it's for sure happening on March 23rd. So if you were a winner to the previous contests we did on the radio, on the show here, then you will get the new information. So if you haven't heard back from me, the only reason why you did not hear from me is because this was going on, the changes happened, and that is now that the Success 2019 is happening on March 23rd, okay? So all you have to do is go to positivepositioning.com. That's the website where you can find all the details. You can see the videos. You can see the testimonials from the previous events, previous success events. And in fact, Success 29, I believe, is happening for the seventh time. And there was 1 year we couldn't do because of a personal challenge. But then that, for 7 years, or seven times in the last 8 years, I believe, continuously every year, numerous participants in this event, numerous case studies, numerous success stories that I have personally received. So I feel absolutely empowered, absolutely, and thrilled to just bring this event to you. In fact, I'm just the front-end guy speaking with you about this event, but then the people who are coming and training and teaching and mentoring you in the room are the best in the world. So they are coming in under one roof for 1 day. If you have that commitment, if you want to raise your game, if you want to be the best in whatever you do, regardless, whoever you are, no matter what you do, if you have the desire to excel and go to the next level, this is the place where you have to be. So go to positivepositioning.com, sign up. The cost is nothing, not a lot. It's insignificant. I think the best information in the world is free. Okay, the best information in the world is free. And for everything else, you have to pay. That's what I learned. In fact, you want the best information, this is it. This is it. If you want anything beyond that, you have to pay. This is the truth, right? So get the best information. If you are one of those individuals who want the best information, then you have to go there and try that out. Our idea is very simple. My idea is to cover enough cost for the location and the other logistics, that's all. Promoting on the radio costs money, location costs money, everything has money to it. We're just covering the costs, and that is why the sign-up cost is very minimal, just basic. I could probably ask for a donation, get away with it, but then, when you pay, like even with a dollar to show up, there's a commitment there. So it's amazing how people process when they invest versus people who, and investment here in terms of, it's not a significant investment, just a little bit to cover the cost. So positivepositioning.com is the website where you can get all the details. Now, if you want to win 2 tickets to the event, we will do a draw today. And I'll try to efficiently run the draw as much as possible. Last time we ran out of time, but then I'll make it very, very seamless for you, hopefully, if there are enough number of calls. If you want to, I know when you call in to participate in the draw, you are calling in with the spirit. I understand that. It's not that you will not sign up and you will not come. That's not the point. I understand that you're calling in with the spirit. So I want you to be, here's the deal. If you want to register and come to the event, it's insignificant. Last time I said you can stack up 4 lattes. That's the cost, pretty much. But then if you win the ticket and you still want to pay, just buy a ticket for somebody else. Right? You listen, you know that the show, whatever you're hearing here, this conversation is helping you, motivating you, inspiring you, it's going to be 100 times in the room. So, and if you think that somebody is going to be benefited from, if you are benefiting from this conversation, you will get benefited 100 times in the room. So you better buy the ticket and give it to somebody else. Maybe you're helping them. Maybe they need that change, or they need that push, or they need that conversation that will change their life. They need it, just gift a ticket to them. It's not stopping you from, just because you're participating, you're winning. There's no loser on this draw anyway, right? Because everybody's a winner. And I have this mentality when I come in, I come in to do the show here. I think that every listener listening the first time or listening continuously to this show, and I believe they're winners. I think they have a heart for success. I think they have a soul and a mind for doing something better. And you're tuning in at 9 o'clock in the morning. It's a rainy day. That tells me that there is a certain level of commitment. And when you know, when you are predisposed, when you know the audience is at that level, the life of a coach, the life of a trainer or a mentor or whatever it is, becomes easier, much easier. And that's the beauty of this. If you're just tuning in, my name is Srini Saripalli. Thank you for listening in. This is Success with Srini, a show on human design, human engineering, human excellence. I am here today to share with you to ask you five questions. These are the questions that you have to ask yourself. Now, we are transitioning into the content part of the show. Okay? Listen to this. This is the content part of the show. Okay? I want you to stay focused. We're done with the Success 2019. We'll come back and do the draw in a second. I'm just transitioning myself into the content part of the show. So I want to share with you five questions that you have to ask today if you're listening. Five questions. Okay? The first and the foremost question you have to ask, and I ask myself, by the way, when I say you, I mean myself. What do I want to do? You have a career, you have a job, you have income coming in, you have a house, you have kids, you have family, you have relationships, you have the finances, the taxes, the government, you have everything going on. Is that exactly what you wanted? Question to you. What do I want to do? It's a basic, fundamental question. When you ask that question, here is what happens unconsciously in the mind. Here's what happens. Number one, you'll start considering your commitments. The minute you, is this what I want to do? The minute you say that, you say, you know, I made all these commitments. I have all these liabilities, all these responsibilities. Is something that I'm subscribed to? So you start evaluating your commitments that you already made and you are in the process of making. That's a good place to be when you are creating success for yourself. And you'll start questioning the price that you're paying. The price you paid, the price you're paying, the price you're going to be paying going forward, you're going to start asking questions, which is a good one. When you ask the question, what do I want to do? You suddenly now are setting or predisposing your mind to exceed expectations. With that question, you have already exceeded expectations. Most people don't. Most people start their day with, you know, why this is happening with me? Why I'm like this? Why this is, you know, why that? Why that is happening to that person, not to me? And how, you know, so the why is a, in a good way. It's, if you used in the right context, it's good. But then the usually that is the frame through which people start. But then you start with, what do I want to do? I'm given this day, I'm given this show, right? I'm giving this time. What do I want to do with my life? Or what do I want to do? Where am I heading with all this? That's the question that you need to ask. The next question in that sequence is, what do I want to be or become in the process? If you don't want to do the job 5 years from now, I ask this question all the time in consultations. Hey, where do you see yourself 5 years, 10 years from now? And the reasoning behind that is, it's not a vague question. The question is because if you don't see yourself 10 years from now doing what you're doing, then you are better off quitting today. Right? Why even do that which you don't want to be doing 10 years from now? 10 years from now, if what you do today is not taking you where you want to go 5 or 10 years from now, what's the point of doing that today? You want to become smart about this, right? Think about it for a second. Where do I want to go? Right? What are the places I have to go to make this happen? Going means not physically going, like emotionally, mentally. Like if I go to a seminar, if I come to success, if I go to the Everest Base Camp, right? Will it take me to where I will go, where eventually I want to go? Right? Going to the mountain or in the Summit of Success Expedition or the Success 29 or any events or anything for that matter, that comes your way, right? Going there, maybe, you're going home right now, driving home right now. You want to take an exit and do something and just take care of something and you then go home, right? So just taking that exit and doing that small little thing before you reach your destination, is that valuable? Is that something that that has to happen, or will that add up to that which you want to be, or where you want to be, or where you want to go to? Right? In some way, does it add up? Right? Or is it a hindrance? Is it stopping you from going where you're going? There's a story of Oliver Wendell Holmes Jr. He was caught in a train without a ticket by a young ticket collector. And Oliver Wendell Holmes Jr. was looking for his ticket. And this young guy says, sir, it's okay if you don't have the ticket. Once you reach your destination, please mail in the ticket. You'll find it somewhere, right? Maybe in your coat, maybe in your handbag somewhere. It is there. And Oliver Wendell Holmes Jr., the man he was, says, young man, it's not about the ticket. I have no idea. I'm questioning, where am I going with this? Right? Where am I going with this? I'll tell you the most difficult part. When I come and do a show like this, the most difficult part is, where do I take the listener? Where do I take the listener? You are investing your time right now listening to this. Where should I take you? Will I leave you at a place that is much more empowering, much more rewarding, much more meaningful than where I found you? 9 o'clock, I found you. 9:30, I'm going to leave you. Or maybe in just about 8 minutes, I'm going to leave you. Oh, 8 minutes. Okay, okay. Okay, I'm going to come back and give you the next two questions. But here's the deal. The number in the studio is 408-912-5038. Okay, 408-912-5038 is the number in the studio. You have a question. Okay, so here is why you should dial in. Okay, I want you to, if you're listening, right, and if you can call in, it's raining and the road conditions are not good, but if you can call in, right, just give me your name and where you're calling from, and you are the only caller, you will win two tickets to Success 2019. It's now happening on March 23rd. We have a new date, we have a new location, a bigger place, and we have better speakers because of the schedule change. It makes sense. So that's why I made the change. So March 23rd. So call in into the studio, 408-912-5038, if you want to participate in the draw. Now, everybody is going to win one way or the other. But just for the spirit of participation, do it if you can, okay? And please make and keep yourself safe as you make that phone call, okay? 408-912-5038 is the number. The first caller implicitly wins. If there are more callers, we'll do a draw. And the chances are, Aaron, what do you think? We have listeners today?
They might not be driving.
They may not be driving, so we will not have listeners. The first caller obviously wins, right? Okay, they may be on the app. Okay, there is an app. If you have not downloaded the Bali 92.3 FM app from App Store, please do it. Okay, please do it. So get the app. That's an awesome app. Okay. Okay. Hi, Srini. Thanks for calling in. Your name, please.
Hi, this is Manikya.
Manikya, thank you for calling in. Where are you calling from, Manikya?
Nanak. It's from Pleasanton.
So you said Nanak?
Yeah, Nanak, yeah, that's right.
Okay, hold on. I have a difficult in hearing excuse because there is a lot of things happening in the studio as we are speaking. Okay, Pleasanton. Thank you. How is the signal in Pleasanton? How is the rain and everything is good? You're hearing it very clearly?
Good, it's good.
Okay, excellent. Yeah,
it's
very good. Very good, very good.
No, yeah.
Excellent. Thank you. Your name is in, my friend. All good.
All right, thank you.
Hi, Srini. Thanks for calling in. Your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, my name is Vishal. I'm from Hayward. How are you doing, Srini?
Vishal, excellent. Thank you for listening in. Thank you. I got your name in, Vishal. Excellent.
Thank you. Hey, I really appreciate the way you start the tone today about the goal. I know sometimes we divert. I like the goals and the way where we are going, what is our mission, what is our accomplishment. So I'm glad you started the topic at the right time, at the right pace, especially the right month. We'll be having a problem with our government. So I'm really looking into.
Thank you. I have, Vishal, I have one more question I'll leave you with, which I think will inspire you even more. So let's go on. I have more few callers. Thank you. Hi, Srini. Thanks for calling in. Your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Mark, and I'm calling from Hayward today.
Mark, right, you said?
Yes.
Mark, correct. Excellent. Hayward, thank you, Mark. Appreciate you tuning in. Thank you for listening in. Any specific thing that you're looking at Success 2019 that you think that I can help?
Well, you know, it's just sentient gravity, I think, that I called or tuned in, rather.
Okay.
To your show.
Thank you.
You know, I think that you know, like-minded things or like-chemically composed things are things that need to be attracted to one another, even in the molecular world or in the social world or anything else, business. It always goes to the corresponding agent that's going to give it exactly the experience that it needs. And then it's not necessarily... You know, when we think about it as a human being, and his father or brother or son or something like that, or a worker or a boss, we use a different metric that kind of pollutes everything. The bottom line is that, you know, it's all in your mind. It's all in your attitude.
Absolutely.
You have you believe in the things that you were taught, and they're likely going to work out to a plan for you.
Absolutely. Mark, I just need, excuse me, they're telling me my time is up in 2 minutes. I want to wrap this up. But if you hold the line, Aaron is going to take you off air and going to take your phone number. I think you have incredible stuff to share. I think I love your philosophy, the way you're approaching this. You'll take your phone number and I'll call you back. Would that be okay with you?
Okay, very good. Okay,
excellent. So Aaron will take your number. Okay, he's taking you offline right now. Okay, 408-912-5038. I have less than 2 minutes remaining. If you want to participate in the draw for Success 2019, here's what you have to do. You have to call in and just give me your name and just give me from place where you're calling from. I'll get your name into the draw. And it's right before we close the show, we're going to draw your name. And by the way, if you want to listen to this show, the recording of this show, you can go to my website, srinisaripalli.com, and you can get the recording within 24 hours. It'll be up and running on the website. You can also listen to this. If you have an iPhone, an iTunes access, you can get you can get this as a podcast. The podcast usually is up within 48 hours from the show. In fact, less than 48 hours. So that's where you can get the show recording, if you want to listen to the show. So it's on iTunes. It's on my website. And again, you want to call into the studio, 408-912-5038 is the number in the studio. You're welcome to call in. My name is Srini Saripalli. I'm here every Saturday between 9 and 9:30. The idea is to empower you. The idea is to have a conversation with you. The idea is to stimulate a kind of thinking that creates predisposes you towards the success that you are seeking in your life. That's my idea. That's my goal. Hi, this is Srini. Thanks for calling in. Your name, please. Hi, this is Srini. Thanks for calling in. Your name, please.
Yeah, I'm Bhairav from San Jose.
Bhairav from San Jose. Bhairav, I got your name. Thank you. I have a few callers. Let me take those. Otherwise, I would have spoken to you a little longer. Thank you. Appreciate it. Hi, this is Srini. Thanks for calling in. Where are you calling from? Your name, please.
Reena Shah.
Reena. Mm. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you calling in. And where are you calling from, Reena?
Calling from Fremont.
Fremont. Thank you. Is there one thing that you would tell me quickly that you are seeking if you are coming to Success 2019?
How to motivate myself every day.
Every day, right? Okay, awesome. This whole event is about motivation. This event is all about motivation. Thank you. Yeah, I got you covered.
Thank
there.
You.
Okay, I got you covered. Okay, 408-912-5038, 35 seconds. Oh, okay, 1 minute remaining. Aaron is telling me if you want to participate in the draw, I'll take your name quickly. We're going to announce that. We have Nanak, Vishal, Mark, Bhairav, Reena who called in. Their names are in the draw. I'm going to do the draw in just a few seconds. 408-912-5038. Hi, this is Srini. Thanks for calling in. Your name, please.
This is Durga from Cupertino.
Durga from Cupertino, from my town. Excellent. I will make preferences so that you can win. Okay, Durga, I got it in. Okay. 408-912-5038. You want to listen to this recording, then go to srinisaripalli.com. You can, if you have iTunes, the podcast will be up there. I think you can listen to the podcast from anywhere. So you can get the link from the website also. Okay, quickly wrapping this up, and Aaron is now going to do the draw. Aaron, just run those numbers. I tagged all the numbers in. Just you have to roll the dice, pretty much. Okay, excellent. So, here's what happened. So you'll tell me towards the end. Okay, I still have few seconds. Okay, Aaron is telling me I have few seconds, so we'll announce the name in a second here. So here is the last question, and I believe that was Vishal who said, Vishal, I told you to hang on for a few seconds before I give you the couple of more questions. Here's the bigger question you have to ask yourself. What do I need to do to stand in the little space, or the little corner of the universe that I'm given to? We are in a little corner of the universe, okay? A small little space has been given to us. What do I have to do, or what do I need to do to stand on the little corner of the universe that I'm given to? That's a question, a profound question. And I'm going to go through this question later on when I see you live in the event. I'm going to talk about this later on the show's upcoming shows, okay? We just did the draw. Aaron has the number. Aaron says the number one is the winner, which is Nanak. You are the winner. And you were the first caller. It so happens we did the dice. Your name is in. You are the winner. So all you have to do is send me an email, info@positivepositioning.com. That's the email, info@positivepositioning.com. Send me an email. I'll get you all the details. Srini Saripalli wishing you a wonderful day, wonderful weekend, and a wonderful life ahead. Thank you all. Have a good one. Bye now.